Okay, now his second question was related to ihram, and he says when you put on ihram, you make the attention, you go and pray two rakats. He wants to know, why do we make these two rakats? What significance do these two rakats have?
First of all, whatever you read that there are two rak'ahs, sunnatul ihram has no strong reference by the meaning. If it happened and coincide that you happen to be praying anything, even the greeting of the masjid, it's recommended that you assume the intention of ihram after you offer these two rak'ah, whether it's a sunnah or a fard. But to initiate an independent two rak'ahs, there is nothing called really confirmed sunnatul ihram before assuming the intention of ihram. So that means if you happen to be during one of the awqat, which is disliked to pray during, such as after Fajr and until past sunrise, or after Asr and until sunset, you're not supposed to make the special two rak'ahs for Sunnatul Ihram, because there is no particular Sunnah called Sunnatul Ihram. And I explained that in details in our program Hajj step by step. I advise the viewers, those who are planning to go for Hajj this year inshallah, to watch it carefully. It carries many of the important fiqh rules and informations, because many people, they do not ask until they already go for Hajj or Umrah. Then they make the violations and they ask, how can I compensate for that? Learn beforehand, educate yourselves, and ask any questions before you take the journey. Since Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed you to perform as many Umrahs, if you happen to be praying any prayer, at the time of assuming the intention of Ihram, from the appointed place, if you happen to be praying Fard or Nafl, then afterward, follow that with assuming the intention of Ihram. Second, concerning the question which is as why and what is the significance, this question, once it's raised, it raises other millions of questions, which is, why do we have to pray Sunnah to Tawaf? Why do we have to do the Tawaf 7 rounds, not 8, not 5, and so on? Al-ibadatu tawqifiyya. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do as an act of worship does not have to explain a wisdom or a reason behind it, except for the fact that in general, generally speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. And meaning that verily a salah prevents a person from committing an illegal acts of sexual intercourse and every evil and every oppression or injustice. This is what a salah prohibits a person from doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning fasting, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So fasting was prescribed on us so that we may attain taqwa, righteousness, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to search in details behind why Maghrib is 3 rak'ahs versus Fajr 2 rak'ahs, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to comply with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as we know in general what is the purpose of the salah and what is the benefit of fasting and why do we have to give alms and why do we have to perform a hajj and so on.